Don't hit me, just give me another.
Another change?
Okay. You say if a man was in a very good mood, you might say that he was in a very good...
humor.
Okay. And you say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get... what? Huh?
We'll get them out.
Or we'll get what?
Get rid of them.
Okay. Say the boy left his best pencil on the desk and went back, and the pencil was gone. He might ask, who? What, my pencil?
Well, a lot of kids holler the first thing, who stole my pencil? But
okay.
Then all lots of other children of a different nature say, who's seen my pencil or who got my pencil?
Uh-huh.
Instead of saying, who stole my pencil.
Okay.
Lots of kids over just bleep right out, he'd holler, who stole my pencil? He'd be accusing somebody whether this pencil had been stolen or misplaced.
Yeah. Okay, so, well, I've forgotten about that, but now I...
remember?
Okay. He said, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure
don't remember or recollect it.
Okay. You said, I had just, what, him a letter. I just...
just received?
Or I just, what, him a letter.
To him the letter?
Yeah. Using the word write, you'd say, I've just...
just written a letter or
okay.
Finished a letter?
Okay. You say yesterday he, what, me a letter?
Wrote.
Okay. And you say tomorrow I'll, what, him?
Answer.
Okay. Or,
send him an answer, write him an answer, or answer.
Okay. You say you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you...
address it.
Okay. Any other old-fashioned word?
No, I don't think so.
You ever hear back?
Yeah, I believe, a lot of people used to say back a letter.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that in my early days.
Yeah.
Instead of using the word address a letter, they said back a letter.
Okay. Mm. He said, well, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his...
didn't know his post office. A lot of people, old people said, I didn't know his post office, instead of saying I didn't know his address.
Uh-huh, okay. Say if a child's learned something new, like say, learned to whistle, you want to know where he learned that, you might ask him, who
taught you that, or...
okay.
Where'd you learn that?
Okay.
Did you put about the general thing about the first question? You'd ask him, who taught you that?
Okay. Someone asks you, well, when are you going to Miami? And you say, well, as things stand now, we're what, to go next Wednesday?
We're due to go next Wednesday.
Okay.
Leave next Wednesday or something like that. There's two or three different ways people would express it.
Okay. What do children call another child that's always running and telling on them?
Tattler.
Okay. Do you use that word about adults?
Yeah, that was you. Now, when I was just a child growing up, if we had somebody in the neighborhood, and today we'd call them gossipers.
Mm-hmm.
Old people call them tattlers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the same category in my way of seeing.
Because
there were people that all the time talking. They might know what they're talking about, and they might not know what they were talking about, but they kept talking, they kept talking.
Yeah.
And old people call them tattlers. So-and-so, such a woman in the neighborhood, or such a man, he's just a regular tattler. There's a lot of expression they make about him, though. Today, we say he's a gossiper.